Welcome to Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow, Senior Pastor at Word of God Community Church in Canton, Ohio. Dr. Kinlow is continuing his series of sermons in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Deuteronomy 30 presents a stark choice for the Israelites: life or death. Despite past disobedience and exile, God promises to gather them from wherever they are scattered and restore them to the promised land. This restoration, however, hinges on their choice to wholeheartedly obey God's commandments, love Him, and walk in His ways. Obedience leads to blessings, prosperity, and a long life in the land, while disobedience results in curses, hardship, and ultimately spiritual death. Moses emphasizes that God's commands are not burdensome and are ultimately for their good. True obedience, he stresses, stems from a heartfelt commitment to God, not just outward religious practices. In essence, Deuteronomy 30 urges the Israelites to choose life by returning to God with all their hearts and living in accordance with His will. Let's listen and learn.
We are still in Deuteronomy chapter 30. This will be our last day in chapter 30. We'll be in 31, I believe, 1 through 6 next Sunday. But we're still in this series, Moses' last counsel to his people. And so the reading, I believe it's in the program, 15 through 20. Even though we'll be concentrating on verses 18 through 20, I like to read the entire paragraph for us to really get the context and the flavor of the entire narrative. And so if that's in the back of your programs, page 6, it's on page 6 of your programs. It's the Legacy Translation, and so we'll read all of it together from that. Then, as I always say, you follow me from their translation you choose to use. Deuteronomy 30, 15, you'll read 20 back to me. Deuteronomy 30, 15 says, "See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, and death and calamity, in that I am commanding you today to love Yahweh your God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that Yahweh your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. But if your heart turns away and you will not listen, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your seed." Verse 20, read.
"By loving Yahweh your God,
can God's people say amen?
Amen?
And amen. Once again, we are giving our minds and hearts to the book of Deuteronomy and Moses' last counsel to his people, the people of God. And so we are giving our attention to this particular Old Testament text because we learn in the New Testament that the Old Testament is for every generation, and that includes the one today. We read this in Romans 15 through 4. "For whatever was written in earlier time was written for our instruction, so that through the perseverance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." In this passage, Paul specifically stated that the Old Testament was written to instruct us, the people of God, concerning the things of God, give us perseverance in the things of God, encourage us in the scriptures given to us by God in order that we as the people of God will have a certain hope and expectation that all that God has promised will manifest itself in the church and also in our individual lives. And so this is why we are giving so much attention to Moses' last counsel to his people, the people of God, the nation of Israel, and of course, individual Israelites who were the nation of Israel. And so understanding this, we learned in Deuteronomy 30:15 that God had set before the people two choices they could make as a nation and as individuals concerning the outcome and the destiny of the nation of Israel and the individual Jewish lives. It was a choice of selecting life and prosperity or death and calamity or adversity. Deuteronomy 30:16 instructed Israel and the individual Jews that made up the nation of Israel how they could choose life and prosperity. The Hebrew words for life and prosperity, they refer to living a good life in general, not a problem-free life, not a life void of trials and tribulations, but in general, a prosperous life, in general, a good life, first and foremost, spiritually, but also in the material sense. God promised them they would always have the necessary things to needed to live in the land they were going to possess. So God wants to bless us spiritually. And secondarily, God wants to bless us materially, not from the standpoint, as you hear from these false teachers, God wants you to be rich. No, but he wants to bless us by providing the necessary things needed to live in this world. And so once again, the life and prosperity spoken of is a good life in general, a prosperous life in general, because no one's life is void of adversity and the trials and tribulations of life that are common to all, because we live in a sin-cursed, fallen world. Therefore, there is no perfection in this world except the redemption we possess through our Lord Jesus Christ. And the word of God that we read and meditate upon and give ourselves to. Yet, despite that, God will bless us in general if we choose life and prosperity by loving God, as evidenced by walking or living a life according to the ways of God that we read about in scriptures, obeying commands such as believing and trusting in the one true and living God to the other exclusion of all false gods and idols. You know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not murder or kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. Love God by being obedient to those commands and others. Jesus said it like this in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Israel, they were to choose life and prosperity by loving God, as evidence in keeping the statutes and pronouncements of God. An example of the pronouncements of God is Romans 10:11, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Because we make this pronouncement consistently, this is being obedient to the Lord, our God. He said, obey the judgments of God. One of the judgments of God in the New Testament is John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him, the Son of God, is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is judgment, that the light, that's Jesus, has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, for their deeds were evil. And so God promised Israel, and also us, because the old is written for us today, that if they lived their life according to the preceding, they would live and multiply in the land. And the same is true of nations and individuals today. That is, we can choose life and prosperity by loving God, as evidenced by living according to the ways of God, living according to the commandments of God, living according to the statutes of God, and by keeping the judgments of God. In other words, a nation and a person will live and multiply first and foremost spiritually, but also materially, as far as a nation and one's individual needs being met by God. And so that's a summary of what we've dealt with thus far. And now we move to verses 17 and 18 together, because to understand 18, you got to read 17. So let me read it for you. But if your heart turns away and you will not listen, but are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it. And so verses 17 through 18 concern the second option, or the second choice, of choosing death and calamity. And you know, I've often thought about this. Why would any sane person choose death and calamity rather than life and prosperity? But as we continue to read the story, you'll see that over and over again, Israel chose death and adversity or calamity. And in general, in the world today, the world and those in it, they choose death and adversity. And they do that by rejecting God. They do it by rejecting loving God, understanding God, living according to the words of God, clinging fast to God. And you know, we all claim to be such sane individuals. Really, when you get down to it, there's not a lot of sanity amongst mankind. But the second option was choosing death and calamity, in contrast to choosing life and prosperity. The word death is the Hebrew word muth. It can mean death in the literal sense, or things taking place in a nation or a person's life that are worthy of death. For example, a person can live a lifestyle in which they are practicing things that are worthy of death. If you're a pedophile, you are doing things worthy of death. It can also mean death in the sense of an end to a specific existence or way of life. It could be the death or the end of a marriage, the death or end of a friendship. It can be the death of a nation. And the word calamity or adversity, it's the Hebrew word ra. It means affliction, bad things. And we're talking about severe affliction, severe distress. Choosing the second option, death and calamity. Literal death, things in your life worthy of being put to death, and death in reference to a specific way of life or existence. Bad affliction, bad things, severe adversity, severe distress. It consists of three perpetual ways of life. And we've talked about, you know, all of these: not obeying God, turning your heart away from God, being drawn away and worshiping other gods. All of these things apply to nations, for these were Moses' direct words to Israel, and they applied to individual, for every individual Israelite was to take heed to these words. And remember, these were written for our admonition and our learning. And so God says, the moment you choose death and adversity, what he says is, I declare to you today, you shall surely perish. You will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and to possess it. So when you choose not to do things God's way, when you choose to do it your own way, when you choose not to love God, and that is evidenced by not living according to the ways of God, not living according to the judgments and statutes of God, when you refuse to keep God in your understanding, you refuse to keep God in your knowledge, the only thing you are doing is you are bringing on the certain judgment and wrath of God in the life of a nation, but also in individual lives. So God was clear. If you choose death and calamity, on the day you do that, you shall surely perish. And then Moses goes on to 19 and he says this, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your seed. It's a very deep passage of scripture. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. The word witness in that text, it can mean one of two things depending on the context. It can mean a witness for someone, or a witness in one's behalf, or it can mean a witness against someone. And so what Moses is really saying, if you choose death and calamity as opposed to choosing life and prosperity, he says, literally, heaven and earth is going to be a witness against you. If you choose life and prosperity, heaven and earth will be a witness for you. And so that's the meaning we get out of that when we look at this in the Hebrew language. When you choose to do things God's way, when you choose life and prosperity, heaven and earth will be a witness against you. And remember, the context is it can also mean against in a positive sense. But if you do the opposite, it'll be a witness against you in the negative sense. And it works out like this. God is the ruler of the heavens and the earth. Everything that takes place in the heaven and in the earth, it's according to God's will. It's according to God's plan. It's according to God's purpose. God controls everything in the heaven and also in the earth. Jesus made it very plain when he left to go back to the Father, all authority, all power in the heavens and the earth, he says, it is in my hands. What Moses is saying, when you don't want to live according to the way God has commanded you to live, what he's saying is heaven and earth will be a witness against you. In other words, the earth itself will be your enemy. The earth itself will be against your prosperity in the land. The earth itself will bring about thorns and thistles, and the earth itself will be a curse upon you. And we can really see this, if I can find it here. Go back to Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 2. Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 2. It's the same thing. It says, now it will be, if you diligently listen to the voice of Yahweh your God, of the Lord your God, be careful to do all his commandments which I am commanding you today. Yahweh, or the Lord your God, will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you listen to the voice of Yahweh, your God. And then he tells them all the ways they will be blessed in the earth. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed you shall be in the field. Blessed shall the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd and the young of the flock. So if you're obedient to God, the earth will be for you. It'll be a testimony in your behalf. Let's read on. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground and the offspring of your beast and the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in and blessed you shall be when you go out. Yahweh, the Lord, will cause your enemies to rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come against you one way and will flee before you seven ways. Yahweh, the Lord, will command the blessing upon you in your barns and all that you send forth your hand to do. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord, our Yahweh, your God, gives you. Yahweh will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore to you, if you keep the commandments of Yahweh, of the Lord, your God, and walk in his ways. So if they did it God's way, the heavens and the earth would literally be for them. On the other hand, he's saying, if you don't do it this way, the heavens and the earth will be against you. Jump down to verse 15. But it will be, if you don't listen to the voice of Yahweh, your God, to keep and to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I am commanding you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed shall be the offspring of your body and the produce of your ground, the increase of your herd and the young of your flock. Cursed you shall be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. Yahweh or the Lord will send upon you the curse, confusion, and rebuke, and all that you set forth your hands to do, until you are destroyed and you utter perish quickly on an account of the evil of your deeds, because you have forsaken me. Yahweh or the Lord will make the pestilence cling to you until he has consumed you from the land where you are entering to possess it. Yahweh will strike you with consumption and with fever and with inflammation and with fiery heat and the sword and with scorching wind and with mildew, and they will pursue you until you perish. And the heaven which is over you, over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you, iron. Yahweh will make the rain of your land powder and dust. From heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. So I hope you're seeing how this heaven and earth will be a witness against you or for you.
Teach.
I call heaven and earth as a witness against you today. If you do it God's way, heaven and earth will be for you. If you do it your way, heaven and earth will literally be against you. And since God is the one who controls the heavens and the earth, if the earth is against you, there's absolutely nothing you can do. No one can remove the judgment and wrath of God upon a people. God is the only one who can mercifully withhold his wrath and judgment. But if you are under the judgment of God, there's nothing you can do. When the earth is against you, there is nothing you can do. And so, you know, this is what Moses was telling the people. And it's sad, but nevertheless true, Israel constantly chose death and calamity. And the Hebrew word there, witness against you, it is a word in the present or repetitive sense. What he's saying is the earth and heaven will keep being a witness against you. The heaven and earth will keep being against you. And as we read the history of Israel, we see it happen time and time and time and time again. Read the book of Judges. When they obeyed God, they did all right. When they disobeyed God, the land and the earth was against them. They fell before their enemies. It happened over and over and over and over and over. But guess what? We can learn from Israel's mistake.
Yes.
We need to learn, if you do it God's way, God will bless you.
Amen.
If you do it God's way, God will make sure the heavens and the earth is for you.
Yes.
And what I mean is God will bless all that he has ordained for your life. I'm not talking about God being a Santa Claus or a slot machine. You put in one and get back two. I'm not talking about all that stuff. If you do it God's way, God will make sure the heavens and the earth is for you rather than against you.
Yes.
And I've seen it time and time and time again. God bring this forth in the life of his people. Do it God's way and the heavens and the earth will be for you. Do it your way and the heavens and the earth, it will be against you. And the older I get, I see how God is faithful to his promise. And I said this before, let me say it again. Sister Kendall and I, we often sit down and we think back to where we were when we first got married at 5622 Lassiter Street, Northwest. I think it was 16, apartment 16 or something like that. I'm getting old. I forgot the number of the apartment, but I remember the building. You know, we had one little room and one living room hooked to the kitchen, had a bedroom and another real small room where my office was. Wouldn't much. We moved from there to 34th Street right over here. And then we moved to where we were. And I really used to worry about, you know, when I resigned from the bank, you know, I must admit, finances were a concern to me. You know, you're resigning from not a bad salary. The first year I pastored, I had collected no salary. And then I think the second year I began to be paid a small stipend. And I must admit, it really was on my mind, you know, after 30, 40 years, you ain't gonna have nothing. That's human thinking. But because we did it God's way, I'm just saying, I think my wife and I can testify the heavens and the earth has been for us.
Yeah.
We look at how God has blessed us, and it's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I'm to the point, you know, I have nothing to complain about. God has always made a way. God has sustained us. And that's the same for the testimony of this church. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The heavens and earth will be for you.
Amen.
Rather than against you. I hope I can share this one with you and I won't get in trouble when I get home.
Thank you for taking the time to join us today for Understanding the Scriptures with Dr. David Kinlow II, Senior Pastor of Word of God, Community Church in Canton, Ohio. Tune in tomorrow as he continues to teach the Scriptures. If you would like to support the radio ministry of Word of God Community Church, visit our website at wogcc.org and click the Give button. Help us spread the gospel throughout Ohio and the world.